Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to the special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the 30th of December, 2025. We are 24 hours before we transit to next year, 2026. We only have not more than a day. Before we go to 2026. And it's quite very important also to greet all of you, particularly, how it has been throughout the year 2025, and also looking at, some of the things that we have accomplished as an individual, and also as, a family or as an institution. It's quite very important to look at things that we are grateful for. That's why before you move to 2026, before you gracefully transferred into 2026, it's quite very important to look at how 2025 has been. What are those things that you really did well? And what are those things that you say, come 2026, I'm not going to do that. These are part of my yearly resolutions. And what is the necessity of resolutions at the beginning of every year? So those are quite some of the things that you need to look at. Don't just look at things that you did not do well, because it's quite very important to look at what have you done, and where have you been, how did you deal with some of the challenges that you faced throughout 2025, and also what are the new things that you are going to do in 2026. Some people, they believe it's just a day like any other day. It's just a month like any other month. But looking at the period, looking at the calculations, and also looking at how people have lived throughout years, time is a very important aspect of any human being. That is where we measure our progress, where we measure our success, where also we measure things that have come through well, and also the timeline that we put. Because if we just say we want to do something and we don't have a timeline, then it's not really something that we want to achieve. Yes, we understand some of you, or majority of you, are still on holiday. Majority of you are still enjoying your holiday. Some are preparing for New Year. Some of you are traveling to back to the destination of work. Some of you are traveling back to the destination of work. And it's quite important to wish you a safe journey in terms of returning back to work, and also to make sure that you leave your family in one piece, and also to look at things that you'll be doing, particularly when it's coming to 2026. And you know, it's quite very also important to look at the year ahead of us with positivity, and also to look at what are some of the things that we really need to deal with. For me, David Shombe, at special edition of Early Morning Scoop, economic conversation is not ending, and we'll continue to expand that economic conversation till you know, throughout 2026 and moving ahead, because we are saying as long as the situation on the ground is still not conducive, particularly when it's coming to small businesses, when it's coming to individual, the youth, and also majority of the able, energetic, who lack opportunities to partake in economic development. The conversation of economic development should continue. The conversation of policy analysis, policy review, and also finding an alternative conversation that will be able to complement the discussion, particularly when it's coming to developmental affairs. We should continue expanding that, and looking at the year 2026, and also looking at what we expect, especially when it comes to, when it's coming to free education. We are looking at 2026 with you know, positive mindset, but also to look at what conversation are we going to drive when it's coming to 2026. What content are we going to bring you, particularly in line with free education, the impact of free education. We are also looking at what that change bringing to the lives of people, because change can be disruptive, change can be positive disruption, can also be chaotic at the beginning, But what is necessary is a positive outcome that will come from what is intended, particularly when it's coming to improvement of lives. Yeah, it's 10 minutes, it's 11 minutes actually, past the hour of 6, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. And it's quite very important to look at what is happening around the world, what is really happening around the world, particularly toward the conclusion of the year, or toward the end of the year. What are some of the things which are happening? And before we go there, let's look at the short commercial break. And continue holding tight, from your number one favorite talk radio station, Galaxy FM. We'll be with you, and we'll be able to assist you and continue giving you information. And till we bring the year to an end, and looking ahead with positivity, energetic, and also looking at new, you know, content. Particularly what needs to be done, when and how, when it comes to national development affairs. So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll start with statistics on migration, to say how many people have traveled out of Africa, how many people have traveled out of Africa in 2025, and what are the statistics saying, but especially those who lost their lives trying to use those roads out of Africa. And what could be some of the things that have really happened, and what are the institutions and agencies which are dealing with migration have said?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Ipurani ngeno wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana ononge sheva ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake nge sheva omarude dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM.
Yeah, we are moving forward with a special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are indicating to you that you must be able to hold tight until we get to 2026, and you have pushed so hard, and you must be proud of yourself throughout what you have gone through in 2025. And yeah, looking at the news on migration, it was indicated that 3,000 migrants died on the road to Spain in 2025 as borders tighten. And it was indicated that the total of 3,090 people drowned between January and December 2025, and this include 192 women, 437 children, these are the Africans who have been, trying to leave Africa through one of the most dangerous sea routes to Spain, and the total number is 3,090 people, and we are speaking about almost 500 children and 192 women who drown in the sea, especially in the last 12 months. And Spain Interior Ministry indicating that under 36,000 irregular migrants arrived by sea and land during that period, and it is indicated that more than 60,000 people, 60,000 people arrived in Spain. That is the year before. That is 2024. And this is indicating to you that when it's coming to the statistics, when it's coming to the numbers of people who are leaving Africa, should be a point of concern. Migration should be a point of concern. And we've always been trying to look at some of the factors which lead to people at this magnitude, this number, being able to leave Africa and go to European Union zone, or some are going to UK, going to Spain, Portugal, Italy, and many other countries in Europe. And I'll be able to understand that the majority of these people who are living Africa are energetic young people who are looking for opportunities, who are looking for opportunities, either it's job opportunities, either it's opportunity to do business. But what end up happening is, embarking on a very dangerous route that end up claiming their lives. And also, what's also happening on the other side is that they end up getting not the jobs that they aspire to get. And it's also becoming very difficult when their human rights is being violated, because most of these people are in foreign countries and do not have documented, identity documents. And it's becoming very difficult. The other time we were speaking about almost 500 people who were also, were also occupying an abandoned school building in Spain. And you are just asking yourself to say, what's really happening? And how is 2026 going to be like? And when we are discussing about the future of 2026, we must also put this thing into consideration to say, when it's coming to migration, where is Namibia standing in terms of migration, either it's internal migration within the continent or migration outside the continent of Africa, and what are the measures which should be put in place to make sure that African people, they are not ending up becoming voluntary slaves, submitting themselves, and they're becoming voluntary slaves in foreign countries, and what avenues should be looked into in order to make sure that, you know, we keep our people, and we don't just keep them for the sake of keeping them within the country, within the continent, but make sure that we open opportunities for them, and also to contribute to national development. While we are there, it was indicated that looking on other news, it was indicated that the United States of America, that is the USA, has announced $2 billion pledge for the assistance of United Nations, and this is going to be directed to humanitarian aid, a move that is made by Trump administration, and he calls it generosity or act of generous action in order toward United Nations, particularly in that line of humanitarian aid, because when you look at the roles of United Nations, particularly when it comes to humanitarian aid, when it's coming to countries which need humanitarian assistance, you'll be able to realize that it's not only $2 billion which is needed. You'll be able to realize that looking at the whole year of 2025, looking at, for example, the situation of Palestine, looking at the situation of Sudan, you'll be able to realize that as it has been indicated by the United Nations Secretary General, that is Antonio Guterres, who indicated that, for example, the case of Sudan, the humanitarian situation in Sudan is the worst humanitarian cases ever in history. And you'll be able to realize that more money is needed, not only to upgrade human development, but to assist and maintaining the basic standard of human beings, particularly those who are at the war zone, where the zone which are impacted by hunger, drought, and also other humanitarian, crisis. And it is indicated here to say, although there is a pledge of $2 billion toward United Nations humanitarian aid, it was indicated that there is a new formula that this money will be used, that this $2 billion will be placed into an umbrella fund, and that allows US to tighten the control of how money will be distributed. You are getting money, but it's still the United States which will give direction to say this is how money is going to be used, particularly when it comes to assistance and also giving of funds. And looking at institutions such as United Nations, one may also be able to ask a question to say, why this institution are not standing on their own? Why do you have to depend on the country which is giving you more funds? So why can't you generate your own funds? And it's the same question that you also need to give to African Union to say, why African Union Commission budget, over 50% of the budget is coming from outside, and who has control of the decisions? Why is it so difficult for this institution to be effective? And the other question that you also need to ask yourself is that are this institution too able to stand on their own, and can they disagree with the external world without any other fear of funds being cut? Because there is a saying to say that of who feeds you also be able to control you, and it's also quite important to look at this aspect, and also to look at how is the future of United Nations going to be like coming 2026, although we have seen meetings, particularly from international power players or international power players such as speak about Russia, speak about China, speak about the whole AU, speak about EU2, whichever agreed, particularly looking at the G20 summit, they have agreed to say international financial institutions must change and there must be reform of United Nations, that not only one country, not only few countries who have power, but equal representation of the whole, you know, member states. And putting it the finance part is also one of the aspects that really need to be looked at, particularly looking ahead. And this will not only be seen from the perspective of United Nations, but it also need to be seen when you put it down or scale it down to the state, to say how many of those who fund you are able to control you, and how you make that, you know, that I'll be able to make that decision of accepting funds and also running a developmental project. I was reading one book on the confession of an economic hitman, and I'll be able to realize that, you know, some of the things that we discuss about, or some of the things that are out there, you may be able to think that it's just movies, but you'll be able to also realize that when you read the content and also context of some of these books, where somebody became so guilty and start confessing on how they disrupted the economic system of the European countries, and how they advised some of these you know, governments also to make sure that they supported certain projects that will end up also just benefiting the international companies, will be able to realize that the economic warfare is a very serious war that need to be fought with a mind, and also need people who do not only understand politics, but understand deeply the architecture of international financial institutions, and also the measurement of the impact of certain projects, particularly when it comes to developing the countries. So those are some of the things that we need to look at. And looking at 2026, we also will be able to realize, to see when it's coming to financial architecture, when it comes to the financial models that have been used, particularly in terms of attracting funds, attracting investment, and also attracting technical experts to assist us in benefiting national developmental projects, who have been benefiting, and what can we do differently to make sure that coming 2026, coming 2027, we have a different strategic approach, not only in terms of writing, but also an approach in terms of doing things. Because if you look at how it has been, if you look at developing countries and the White Elephant projects, if you count them, then you ask yourself who benefited from this and who was supporting this. And you'll be able to see that much need to be done differently looking ahead, particularly when it comes to ourselves too as Namibia. What is that that we need to do differently, especially if you want to advance our economic developmental agenda, not only in terms of political rhetorics, but our economic developmental agendas in terms of practical projects that are being presented, and that will be able to assist ordinary Namibians. So let us look at the short commercial break, then we continue with international news, and you look at shortly at a conversation for today, especially if you are, when we are looking at the new page of 2026, and also looking at our targets, and how we'll be able to achieve our intended targets, to say, are we in order? Are we coherent? Are we coherent in terms of our priorities? Are we coordinating accordingly? And are we still planning, or is a year of execution, or is a year of action, and is a year of the practical reality that every Namibia have been waiting for? Because if you look at how many Namibians have been waiting for, you know, not really to say changes, but real development that will not leave you doubting about where you are going to eat the next morning, but real development that is guaranteeing safety, protection, and economic expansion. So let's look at the short commercial break, then we'll look at the conversation. However, also permitted, or is your democratic right also to express your opinion, your views, at 083-288-401, that is 083-288-401, particularly looking at this morning conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewekike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. And like I indicated, we are concluding 2025, and just between us, between ourselves and 2026, there is only 24 hours, then we'll be able to jump or transfer it. Or transit or move into 2026, and like we're always indicating to say 2025 will go down in history, and it will never come back unless it's going to be records of history that will indicate that this is what have happened in 2025, this is what have happened, this is what have been done in 2025, this is what is not done. And, is finito, is, the end of it, life will continue and will never come back to this. That's why there is always a saying to say, make the best out of the moment that you are getting every day, because every day of that day, that is the best day of your life, because it will never come back. And just like that, we are already concluding 2025, and it will still happen to 2026. And by the time we are going to wake up, we are all 80 years old. We are speaking to our great children, and life has just passed like that. That is why it's quite very important, particularly if you are given an opportunity to be a participant in Namibian economic development. Do not sleep. If you are given an opportunity to do something, to be a taxi driver, to take children to school, to make sure that people are taken to work, to be a bus driver, to make sure that you are handling or you are getting those, you know, lives to their destination, do it to the best of your abilities, because that is how history going to remember you. And looking at, before we go to the conversation for today, it's also quite important to look at the African Union, to say what is really happening in the continent of Africa. And it's an ongoing debate about recognition of Somaliland. It's an ongoing debate about recognition of Somaliland, and be able to realize that two countries currently, they are supporting and they are recognizing Somaliland, and Somaliland, it's you know, it's one of the few countries which it's a breakaway from Somalia. It's a breakaway from Somalia that happened in 1991, but it has never been acknowledged, particularly when it's come to international institution, coming to United Nations, regardless of having its own government and also having its own currency. But it was indicated that Sweden has come out to support Somaliland days after Israel also became the first country in the world to recognize a breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent state. And be able also to see the interest out there, that what is happening, and what are some of these countries recognizing Somaliland. And also the question also that you may ask is to say, why it's coming out now? Is there motivation behind it, or is there a relation which is being built by these countries? Because once you declare somebody as independent, it's also indicating that you also look at some of the areas of alliance that you are forming, and also what you'll be able to get from this, a state. And also the other thing is also about future cooperations. But it's indicated that posted on social media on Monday, the Swedish Foreign Ministry said it upheld the principle of Somalia's unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. And it's in line with the European Union, African Union, and relevant regional bodies. It was stated that Somaliland declared its independence from Mogadishu in 1991. However, it has never been acknowledged, despite its own government and its own currency. And when you're looking at the numbers of countries in the African Union, also be able to see that when it comes to Somaliland, it's not yet really there. And also there is quite always a debate to say how many states in Africa. Is it 54? Is it 55? 53? Depends on how you are looking at it. But that is what is happening. It is indicated that more than 20 countries in the Middle East and Africa denounce the move in a statement, and calling it a threat to peace, security in the Horn of Africa. And they also condemned any attempt by Israel to resettle Palestinians from Gaza in the African territory. And it's also starting getting a picture now to say, when Israel is also recognizing the existence of Somaliland, you'll be able also to realize that one of the proposals is also to relocate some of the Palestinians from Gaza into Somaliland, and you'll be able to realize that more than 20 African countries have denounced this move, and it's also being indicated as a threat to peace, it's a threat to peace and also stability in the Horn of Africa. And you also be able to realize that Somaliland also has some of the allies in the Gulf states there, in the Gulf of Aden, that is across Yemen, and also other parts which is next to Djibouti. And you'll be able to realize that these are some of the moves which are happening on an international platform, particularly when we are concluding 2025. You'll be able to realize that Israel is also having some moves on the table, some proposals on the tables to make sure that, you know, some of the Palestinians from Gaza should be relocated to Somaliland, a move which has been stated to be a threat to African peace and stability, especially when it comes to the Horn of Africa. Just before we come to the conversation for today, because today we are looking ahead to 2026, we are looking ahead to 2026, and we are also putting into perspective to say, how do we expect 2026 to go like, and who should make that for us? Because we always put this thing on the table to say, this year is going to be my year. But if it's going to be your year, what are you going to do differently? Because the description of how 2026 is going to be like, how it's going to go down, depends on our action, depends on our individual actions, and depends also on our collective actions. And most importantly, on the actions of institutions, particularly institutions which are key in driving development of the state and in driving development of the country, due to the fact that they are the one who are holding resources, and they are the one which are charged with the responsibility to exercise the power of the state on behalf of the state. And looking into that, you'll be able to look at how we expect 2026 to be like, and also look at some of the plans that we have put on the table to say why we did not achieve them in 2025. Because like I said, although we still have 24 hours to indicate that, to prove ourselves, to say what we said we would be able to achieve in 2025, we have done them, we have done it. But looking at 2026, it's also quite important to come to terms with reality, to say yes, we have ambitions as a country, but yes, there are also things that we have failed. But that does not mean that we should not move forward with 2026. That does not mean that we should only continue to say and look at what we did not do, apart from looking ahead and also see what is that we expect, what is our expectation when it comes to 2026, and what is that we are going to do differently, especially when it's coming to national economic development, when it comes to upgrading of smaller and medium enterprises, when it's coming to upgrading of skills, when it's coming to opportunities, when it's coming to key industries, and also when it's coming to financial institutions, particularly those with charged with the responsibilities of making sure that Namibians have access to finance. Namibians have not only have opportunity to access to finance, but also access to quality content based education when it comes to dealing and management of finance, and also how to assist ourselves moving forward. So there is also an ongoing controversy which is in DRC, particularly when it's coming to tolerance of anti-Tutsi rhetoric. It was indicated that the army spokesperson, that is Major General Sylvain Ekenge from DRC, was suspended, following the controversial remarks about Tutsi women. And you'll be able to realize that there's ongoing controversy going on, especially in DRC, when it comes to tolerance of anti-Tutsi rhetoric. You'll be able to realize that when it coming to DRC, or Democratic Republic of Congo, and the history of Tutsi people, if I take you back to the history of 1993, 1994, you'll be able to realize that there was internal conflict in Rwanda, especially a tribal war between the Tutsi and Hutus that led to majority of the Tutsis to flee Rwanda and end up in Uganda and also DRC. And that also, when you look into history, you'll be able to realize that in the span of around 8 months there, around almost 1 million people have been killed due to tribal war. And looking at some of the Tutsi faction, if you look at M23, why they say there's a bit of a background of the M23 with Rwanda, we'll be able to realize that these are some of the people who find themselves in conflicting zone and also left their countries, but they are also fighting for recognition. But these remarks of anti-Tutsi rhetorics are not tolerated in DRC. And you can also be able to see that I think it's also a move from the presidency of Democratic Republic of Congo to make sure that they bury the hatchet, to make sure that they bring peace, especially when it comes to M23, because tribal conflict, tribal remarks are some of the most dangerous remarks that can cause division, can also cause internal unrest. That's why it's always advice to say, when you look at people, especially as Namibians, let us not go to that extent of describing a person based on tribe, or looking at tribe first before you look at an ability of a person to do something. Or this stereotyping, sometimes they may look like the eye joke. They may look like the eye joke at that moment. Yeah, they can even become funny when you are making fun of another person because of tribe. But little did you know that these smaller remarks will also end up into bigger tensions. And tribal division is one of the worst formula to divide a country, and one of the worst formula also to block your development. Because if you look at the country with conflict, you'll be able to realize that borderlines lines are drawn based on tribes, and also when a certain tribe is around certain resources, you also be able to realize that few from other tribes are being recognized, and it happened a lot. But that's why when you look at DRC, you look at now, even suspended the spokesperson of the army due to remarks which are not acceptable, especially against the Tutsi ethnic group, especially those who find themselves in Democratic Republic of Congo. And it's also a matter of questions to say, looking at 2026, are we going to look at more conflicts or more resolution being signed, particularly when it's coming to peace? Are we going to look at intensifying of continental free trade area? Are we going to look at more conflicts, and how are we going to approach that? And looking into that, let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll look at the conversation for today, particularly when you are looking at 2026 with hope, energetic mindset, and also with new thinking to say this is what is expected to happen, but not only from the comfort zone of my house looking at what is expected to happen, but I'm also looking at what I need to do, especially to make sure that come 2026, I'm not just speaking from the comfort zone of my house, but I'm the active participant in advancement or in realizing that goal of 2026? And how should every person be given opportunity to partake in important projects in national development? So let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll continue with the conversation for today. And you have your democratic rights to be able to engage us at 083-288-401 or 83-288-401, so that you'll be able to ask your question, give your contribution, and also you can also be able also to look at what can you contribute, particularly looking at when we are bringing to an end 2025. It's going to go down in history. It will never come back. And how are we going to make the best out of 2026? Looking at the not only promises, there is this thing to say somebody promised somebody something, or there are certain promises which have been given. But it's not, should not be a matter of promises. It should be a matter of what will happen. Because with promises look like something that can be broken, or something that I can just promise something. But when it's coming to the reality of development, it's not about promises. It's about what need to be done, and what role everybody should play in national development agenda at the key sectors. And we also need to clearly look at, to say, what is really that thing that we are not, we should not do in 2026. And let's 2025 slide in. Let's be a lesson to learn from. And can we keep that momentum that we have started with clear pronunciation? And what are we going to finish in the first 6 months of 2025? And looking ahead, because the very important the center of the conversation is over introduction of various projects and a little to no data of monitoring and evaluation across the sectors, a little to no data that can be able to be used to hold somebody accountable. And also not only about holding a person accountable, but to point out to the direction where the bus of Namibia when it comes to the Vision 2030 is driving into. And that is one of the things that we are going to speak about, especially looking at 2026 with positive energy, with positive mindset, and with energy too, to make sure that when it comes to that beautiful year that everybody have been expecting, what is that we are going to do differently? And if somebody was able to get the bread in 2 days, why can't he be able to get that in a day? If a person was eating 1 meal a day, why can't that person eat 2 meals a day, step by step? If a person was eating 2 meals a day, why can't he be able to come to the basic of 3 meals a day? Little did we know, or forgetting that that is not just a basic standard, but somebody who is living a quality life is not only about 3 meals a day. It's also about having all other ingredients which are needed. You also have what we call status. You also have food that you eat before real food, and not only for the sake of eating, but as we speak about the basic standard of an individual, speak about the quality, balanced diet that not only for the sake of taking food in your body, but also the quality that you are putting into your body. They need to protect you from diseases. They need to keep you healthy. They need to keep you energetic so that you think properly. And you also become a productive human capital when it comes to Namibia and its developmental, agenda. So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to look at how are we going to navigate through 2026 and what is our expectation know, what is our role?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere uliko ni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite okoye ekukulile Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okukwetida oipindi konu konda doili nawa Nune udo otukwetida o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
We are moving forward with the special edition of Early Morning Scoop, and we are here till the hour of 7:30. And like I indicated, today we look at 2026, and before we go there, it's quite very important to look at what Women Block has for us, especially when it's coming to December. Stay tuned.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossan Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
While we are there, let us look at what we have in the conversation for today, especially looking at tomorrow and looking at the year 2026 And also, it's quite very important to ask ourselves questions to say, what role did I play in 2025? Because there is always an aspect to say, no, this politician failed me. This pastor failed me. She said 2025 was going to be my year. This parent failed me. This friend failed me. Or my sibling have failed me. There is always an outward look at events to say somebody have done something that you know did not do well with your plans. And there's always this thing to say, when you look at a year ahead of you, there's always an aspect of saying you expect somebody to do something to you, but little we know that the year depends on our action, depends on what we do with 2025. It's not necessary to say about is how a year going to be different. There are things that are out of our control, such as weather can change any time, anyhow. But the context of the matter is that life depends on the action that we put out there. And it's quite very important also to ask ourselves questions, particularly as Namibians, as young people, to say, what did I do in 2025 that I think I did not do well? I think I should improve in 2026. And for me to have a good life in 2026, what are some of the actions which I need to take into? And looking at our analysis as self-assessment to say, did I look outward for quite sometimes when it comes to year 2025? Did I blame a lot of people on things that I could have also handled myself? Did I blame other people on things that I could also handled myself? As a teacher, can you really stand up and be proud of yourself to say, in 2025, this is what I've produced. I'm happy with the outcome, the results of the children which I taught. And this is not only the children that you taught, this is your contribution to Namibia. And it's a question that every person should also ask himself. As a taxi driver, can you really be proud to say 2025 was a year that I did my best? I transported people safely, took them home. Without them, I protected them. I took children to school. I was not late intentionally. If I was late, I have to apologize. I did not fight with my clients and my colleagues, and did not insult a lot of people in those robots, because it's always everybody's faults, particularly when you look from an individual. That is why we need to look at that when you want to go to 2026. And it can go to institutions to say, as a CEO of an institution, of an SOE, which is charged with the responsibility to drive the environmental agenda, how many investment have you attracted domestically and internationally? And how many of these investment can you really be proud of and say they really changed the lives of Namibians? And what are we going to be like in 2026? As a politician, and it's also quite very important also to ask yourself this question to say, can you really be proud of yourself? To say, no, in 2026, in 2025, this is exactly what I have done. I have won these elections because I was good, or I have just won elections because there was no better candidate. And what have I done for the past 1 year as a politician? What is that you can be very proud of? Because there are people that they really charged with the responsibility of doing something great, but they have nothing really just to show that this is what I have done. And it's only from there that we'll be able to shape how 2026 is going to be like. Because like it has been indicated to say, yes, it's just a day like any other day. You may not feel it, but the invention of time allow us human beings to understand that how long we came about and what time frame are we operating into, and what can we do to make sure that we measure our progress, either it's per day, per week, per month, per quarter of the year, or per year. Because it's only through that assessment that we'll be able to move forward. As a minister of any ministry, what is that thing that you'll be proud of that you have done? What changes have you brought about in 2025? And how is 2026 going to be like? How many resources have you distributed out of there? How many have you frozen? And how many did you keep? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because it's quite important to also look at our plans to say, as drafters of NDP-6 and the implementers of NDP-6, what is that you think can be, you can be very proud of to say, this is what NDP-6 have achieved in 2025, and these are the shortcomings? Because it's only from there that we can be able to look into 2026, which is a day between where we are now and where we are going. And also to, we can ask questions too to our younger people to say, yes, you were given an opportunity. Some of you were given bursaries. Some of you were given grants. Some of you were given, scholarships. How many of you can also stand up and be proud to say, no matter the situation of the jungle, no matter the circumstances, I can stand and be proud to say, I have passed my semesters, or I've done my best and pushed so hard, and these are the results. And if I have to give you a way, how many of you can be proud of and say, this is what I have to show. These are the results I have to show to my guardians or my parents, because there are people who started universities, but parents do not even know where they are. But it's quite very important also. And it's not only about achievement, it's also about looking at where things were not moving. Because if we are putting gear 2, and you try to put gear 3, and the vehicle is just moving at gear 1, you also need to look at yourself and say, I have done my best, but things did not really go well. But what is that I can really be proud of? And what is that I can stand up and say, no, I can own up to this failure, and not to take things personally and blame people of sabotaging, because moving around and seeing a lot of us young people, when our things are not going well, one of the things that we look at is looking at outside. We don't really ask ourselves, what is that I'm not doing well? We only look at sabotaging. No, somebody does not want me to move forward. Somebody is sabotaging me. If it was not because of Peter, Maria, and who, I wouldn't be here. But what is that we can really be proud of? We know situation can be very tough, but what is that can we can really say? We can also look at ourselves and say, yeah, man, I think this is what I need to change, and this is what I need to do. So those are critical questions that we need to ask ourselves. And as industrial players, and there are also the question that I'm also asking myself, not only to put them out there, because no one is exempted from that. As a head of state, as a head of government administration, as a head of legislature, as a head of judiciary, what is that you can really stand up and say, I have done well? And what were some of the failures too? Because if you want to see that you are not doing well in life, look at yourself and you are not pointing out any failures. You are not pointing out anything that we did not do well. And it can come back to institutions to say, now, Looking at 2026, there have been debate about development, about policies, about implementation, about fragmentation of, duties, about the lack of coherence, about the lack of coherence when it comes to institutions, particularly those which are charged with responsibility of development. But now, can we really say, looking at 2026, we can take things from 2025 and say, nah, man, when it comes to NDP 6, it's a very good plan. But there's still a bit of uncoordinated agencies and institutions which were supposed to implement this. When it's coming to emerging industries, there's still a bit of lack of clarity in terms of information. And people will be able to see that there's a bit of lack of coordination and cooperation, particularly when it's coming to emerging industry at the top level. When you see people are moving and they are running away from key industries, what about me and ordinary Dave, who I'm just expecting to get a bread or to work and get a bread somewhere? But we must be very clear to say, looking at 2026, are we going to have more clarification in terms of information? Looking at 2026, are we going to have real data that are talking about progress? Are we going to relook at what we present out there and what we have out there? And looking at 2026, are we going to speak more than numbers of investors that we brought in the country, but also go to the impact of what these investors have done to ordinary Namibians? And looking at 2026, are we also going to look at the issues of housing crisis in Namibia with open eyes and coming to terms with the reality on the ground to say what we tried did not work, and this is the best formula? And most importantly, how are we going to deal with data collections and monitoring and evaluation? Because that is the center of every development, to say you need to have strong tools. How many people are going to be trained in monitoring and evaluation? And how many of these people are going to be able to track progress into those the progress into those projects? And it's also quite very important also to look at coordination, because look, one of the things that I've realized is to say we may be in different fields, we may be in different industries, but looking at the aim is only one, to say nobody who does not want a prosperous Namibia. We may have 20 formulas, but if we are not coordinating those formulas, we will never achieve what we want to achieve. That is why today the question is being asked to any individual to say, what is that you have done right in 2025? What is that you have done wrong? And that you can accept that you have done wrong. That I can also accept that I have done wrong. And how should we navigate through 2026. Let us look at the short commercial break, then we come back.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with the special edition of Early Morning Scoop. And we are looking at 2026. And also asking ourselves a question to say, is the conversation of development going to be different. Is the conversation about policy making going to be different? And is the activities and actions of our Namibian legislature, for example, going to be different, particularly when it's coming to passing of the laws on time and content-based laws that will be able to assist us in making our lives easier and also in expanding the economic development agenda of Namibia? And the question that we're also asking ourselves is to say, how do we look at 2026 and our African continent, our free trade area? Do we have a clear formula yet on how we are going to approach African continent, our free trade area? I understand we have started in June 2025, which is quite a very important move that we have done. But do we have a clear plan on how we are going to navigate through African continent, our free trade area? Do you have a time frame for that? Or is just still a vague, approach, not denouncing the progress that have been made? And the other thing that we also need to look at is that if now we are very clear about 2026, when are the financial institutions, particularly BON and other institutions, going to recommend the using of Pan-Africa payment and settlement system in making sure that the African continent, a free trade area, is intensified and business is done within the continent of Africa? And it's quite a lot of questions that we need to ask to say in terms of trade, and people don't speak about these things in terms of trade that we are aiming to. How are we going to have African continental free trade area intensified within a country where a country is so divided in terms of a red line? How are we going to deal with that? What are the progress in terms of that? Because if you talk about continental free trade area, speak about removal of barriers of trade. But how is it going to be if we still deal with the issue of red line within Namibia? How are we to deal with that? What is the best approach to deal with it, particularly in terms of intensifying trade? Because you need to be free first for you to get connected with other, for you to present freedom in the continent, because that is one of the things that we need to look at when we look at 2026. And conversation can still go on to say financial accessibility, financial inclusion. Do we have statistics and data that are indicating how the progress of financial accessibility and inclusion is working in Namibia? How is it going to be? And these are some of the things that we actually expect a lot from 2026, but 2026 alone as a year will not give us if we are not active in that space. So, dear listeners, you are listening to special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we have 10 minutes before we give the mic to Helmut. And you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And also to look at, especially when you look at developmental priorities, what is that that you are not expecting? What excuses that you don't want in 2026? What excuses that you don't want in 2026? Particularly from those who are charged with responsibilities. And while we are there, it's also quite very important also to look at, those who are given projects to run. Because I was looking at, because every end of the year, I always look at what has been stated and what has been done. And I do my own study and analysis also. I was also looking at issues of the creative industry. I was analyzing the maiden speech of the president. I was also looking at issues of sport. Then I look at the progress which have been made there. Then I look at sport activities, particularly what's happening in December. You have a lot of few sport activities happening, particularly closing down the year. But you look at the qualities of soccer stadium. Most of these things are happening at the village. And we're also asking to say, what is the progress in rehabilitation of Namibia soccer stadium? And how is that 50 million distributed in the creative industry, and how many people are benefiting? And looking at the creative industry professionals, I meet them at the north, I meet them everywhere, and you're asking yourself to say, compared to other countries, these people are not supposed to be our standard. They're supposed to be somewhere. Talent advanced, talent recognized, and fruits of their creativities being felt, and also they will be able also to you know, benefit from the creative project that they brought out there. But they look ordinary, they look depressed, they are demoralized, and are we still expecting this to continue in 2026? Maybe it's a high time now to say everything is a priority. It's just a matter of working hard, because we are at a situation now where it's not only a government which needs to drive priority areas. And it's not only ordinary, it's not only private sector. It's not only NGOs, faith-based institution. Everything now become a priority. Everything become a priority, because we are at a point where when you are into 2026, we should not forget. That's why I'm always indicating to say, when we are dancing in 2025, in our December holiday, we should not forget that just a day from now on, we are going to a new year. And a new year with new things. And the new things does not only mean positive things, but new things, we mean we must be able to face any challenge which can come, either it's from external economic impact, either it's also internal economic shock. We must be able to handle that, but we can only handle that if we understand, if we are good students of history, if we understand the past. And 2025 is about to become the past, just a day between us and 2026. And looking into that, it's always a matter of questioning to say, yes, progress have been done. Yes, challenges have been there. But we are going to be very strong in 2026. How strong we are going to be, not only in terms of speeches, but in terms of practical reality. And I still have a question to say, when is Brave Warriors going to play at home? And the other pronunciation was it was supposed to play at home by November. Maybe let's hope by March, Brave Warriors will be able to play a match at home. Because that will bring us hope, that will also be able to inspire the young talents. When are we going to get another international boxing title? Because now it's becoming a dream. When are our Namibian boxers going to win international fights in the US? When was the last time that we won international fight? Not only in the US, but international fight in a boxing match. And what is the standard and quality of our football and our sport industry? And what can we do differently in 2026? Because looking at that priorities, looking at that aspect, then we'll be able also to see what needs to be done. And The concept of quality education shouldn't be emphasized enough. To say what is United Nations Sustainable Development Goals is about, especially when it's coming to quality education. What is the quality? What differentiates the current education with 2026 education at the tertiary level in terms of quality, in terms of content? And what is that you're going to do differently to make sure that those who will graduate in April from any university should not suffer the same fate as those who graduated from the past 5 years? Those are questions that we need to ask ourselves, because numbers will continue to increase. Numbers will continue to increase. And what will happen if we continue to postpone, if we continue to be timid about the issue of energy? Because energy is what is holding us. Energy is the key driver of industrialization and development. And what progress have we made in terms of energy? Not only in terms of nuclear plant, but in terms of energy. So when we come to that point, then you'll be able to realize that everything is a priority. And the most important thing is that while we are looking outside, we forget our role. While we are looking outside, we forget our role. If now I am a young person, should I just, and I don't have any opportunity, should I just continue sleeping in 2026? Is that the end of it? Should I just continue sleeping and be online? Can I not do something differently? Can I not look for opportunities? Can I not create my own opportunities too? Because years will continue to go, and once years are going, we also start growing. But if we start growing in terms of our age, but our actions are showing different things, then we are not good citizens, because Namibia needs us, and the conversation should be intensified, so as action too should be intensified. If you are a business person, you are an SME, and the last festive season we were selling 50 fish, 50 frogs per day, why can't you double that? Then you expand your income. So, dear listeners, with this special edition of Early Morning Scoop, I'll leave you in the good hands of Helmut, and from me, David Shombe. Bye bye for now, and see you around.